Father, we just thank you and praise you, and God, we give you glory. We thank you, Lord, for how you blessed us thus far. Thank you, Lord, how your spirit has already moved here today. And God, we give you praise. We give you glory. Bless the fathers this morning, Lord. Those who are sitting here, Lord. Those who are in hospitals and mental institutions. Those who are sick, oh God. Even those who are on the other side, Lord. We pray for them today. Thank you, God, for fathers. Remember the fathers who are incarcerated this morning. Fathers who are on foreign soil protecting us, Lord. Lord God, we thank you for. But the greatest Father is our Father. Our Father, which is in heaven, hallelujah. God, we thank you. Holy Spirit, have your way right now. And use us to your glory. For us in Jesus' name, we humbly pray. Thank God. Amen. Today, we want to talk to you a little bit about fathering. I didn't quite know how to go with this, but I'm just going to go with what the Holy Spirit gave me. And I thank God for my children being here today. It just blessed my heart. And for all the fathers, just have all the fathers to stand right quick. If your father stand right quick, let's give our fathers a hand. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. About time we men get our due. Amen. Amen. Come on here. Hallelujah. Today we want to talk to you a little bit about Father. We want to talk to you a little bit about Father. And ever since Pastor Paul asked me to speak this today, I went to the book of, I researched David. I ate that word for 2 weeks. I sat on the porch and I said, oh God, which way you want me to go with this? How you want me to do this? So I'm just going to do it the way the Lord told me to do it so that he'll get the glory. And I tell you, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was so good today. I thought about just saying the benediction, let's hit the road. Oh, Lord. when my family comes like that and my granddaughter, she steals my heart. This morning, I took the opportunity to go to Mars Hill, 6:30 this morning, and went out there where my father, my grandfather, and all of them guys are resting. And I kneel at God. I kneel at my father's grave, and I thank God for him, how he was such a good father to us. My father raised 10 children. Yes, Lord. My father would go to work when I would probably stay at home and say, well, we'll get through somehow. But he fed 10 children. And about years ago, it was around 1970, the war was going on in Vietnam. And I was determined not to go because I had a nightmare that I was going to die in Vietnam. And I didn't know the Lord as well as I know him now. I could have just rebuked that thing. But I chose not to go. I chose not to go. And the FBI came and picked me up and took me to court. And judge says, you look like a pretty smart young man. He said, I know you can count. I said, yeah. He said, this represents 2 years in the military. This represents 2 years in federal prison. Which one do you want? I jumped up to say, I'm going to Atlanta, to the prison. My dad grabbed me like this. He told the judge, said, no, listen, this is my son. And I know what's on his heart, but I'm going to tell you, to make a long story short, my dad got on the bus with me and rode all the way to the FE station in Charlotte, North Carolina, and ushered me into that place and say, you go on because I don't want you to go to prison. What a dad. What a dad. Look at my grandson. Hallelujah. He just like his daddy. If y'all know his daddy, y'all. Lord Jesus. He just like little William. Today we want to talk a little bit about David a little bit. And then God's going to speak to us and we're going to get out of here. We're not going to hold you long, fellas, because I know it's a big steak dinner waiting on you guys. I just know it is. It has to be. It has to be. Because, you know, Mother's Day, we went to the steakhouse on Mother's Day. But I'm going to tell y'all something. My sweetheart took 8 hours yesterday between grandchildren and fixed a scrumptious meal. So I ain't got nothing to worry about. Amen. But today, I'll tell you a little bit about David. David, his name means beloved. Beloved. David, beloved. He was known as after man of God's own heart. He was known like that. Acts 13:22 talks about that. David was the second king of the United Kingdom of the Hebrew people. Distant ancestor to Jesus Christ and a writer of many numerous psalms. David's life is recorded in 1 Psalms 19, 1 Psalms 24, 1 Kings. Tell you a little bit about David's youth, and I'm going to move on. David's youth was in Bethlehem. He was born in Bethlehem, the youngest of 8 brothers and sisters. His father, Jesse, and his mother, Nasha, the keeper of the father's Jesse's sheep. And the job, he showed great courage by killing a bear and a lion that tried to attack his sheep. We're going to go on a little bit for you, talking about David as a warrior. David, in his youth, at the age of 10 or 12, David, by the power of God, slew a 13-foot, 600-pound giant with a slingshot. Come on, somebody. So I just want to tell you a little bit about him. David, his kingship was established. His new political capital was reestablished to worship God. That's the one thing he always wanted to do. Although he was king, he was subject to sin, just like you and I are. We have to be careful that we don't ride so high. Come on, somebody. Even a king can fall. Come on, somebody. The Bible said, be careful that you don't fall. So we want to just get through that. David, let me go on a little bit. David had some sons. You know, he had one son, his name was Absalom. Absalom was so fine. The Bible says that he had so much hair, he had to carry it around. Bible history. I used to have it like that, Brenda. and he was so fine too. The Bible says wasn't a blemish on him. He was so fine. And see, that's what Brenda saw the first time I took her out. And she couldn't help herself. And so I told her on the porch the other night, I said, I got that Absalom spirit. She was like, yeah, right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach on. David's sons, Absalom and Amon, and the youngest was Solomon. Solomon, King David's son, the youngest of his son was Solomon. Solomon was the second son born to King David and Bathsheba. You know, the first son died because of disobedience to God. 20 years old, he was appointed. Let me get this right. Solomon was 20 years old when he was appointed king over Israel. God appeared to him in a dream and asked Solomon, of all the things in the world, what do you want? How many of you sitting here today, what would you ask God for if he would ask you anything? I'll give you anything that you want. What would you ask him for? Hallelujah. You ponder that for a minute. Some of you probably, I want a yacht. My wife probably say, I want a house that's beyond. But he chose wisdom. Said a husband with more hair. I heard that. But he chose wisdom. But he said, he told God, he says, I want wisdom. Above all, I want wisdom. How many know that if we're going to be in leadership, We need wisdom. Because, Lord God, you know you have to deal with some hard-headed folk. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, come on, Brother Paul. By the time God get through with you, your hair gonna look like mine. That's 17 years of pastoring the Baptist church. Y'all see the effect, don't you? Come on, somebody. But let's look at this thing. Let's look at this. But being this Father's Day, I perceive that Solomon, hearing all the good and bad things of his dad. How many know that there are people who are still saying stuff about us? Oh, yes. I know he's saved, but let me remember, your daddy used to be a drunk. Your daddy used to do this. And your daddy used to do that. And constantly remind me. How many of you people sitting here today, people always remind you of your past? Come on. But Solomon, I perceive in my mind that Solomon looked over all the things that his father had been through. And he just asked a question. He says, let me read you the scripture first. Turn with me to 2 Samuel, the 6th chapter, beginning with verse 12. And we're not going to be before you long, because God done everything we need to do in here today. Hallelujah. My sister came back and said, I'm sorry for taking up the time. I said, oh, no, God goes in front of me anytime. I want you to look at this thing. Chapter 6, 2 Samuel, chapter 6, beginning with verse 12. Can you say amen? Amen. Well, look at my buddy back there in the back. Look at that. Ain't she sharp today? Look at that, Mimi Hines. Lord, have mercy. Woo! You know, about a couple years ago, she told us that she's praying for an Italian husband. Woo! Hallelujah. He better not come through here today. Glory to God. She'll get me for that. She'll get me for that. Look at this thing. I want you to see this. You know, sometimes, let me pray this up again. Sometimes, even though God will come in and clean up and God will do things, people still call us what we used to be. How many of you are affected by sometimes somebody coming to your children and say, well, I remember when your daddy used to be a drunk. They hit my children with it all the time. And they were right. But the one thing they can say, they have never seen me drunk. Because of the Holy Ghost, because of God. Come on, somebody. How many know God brings a change? And when God brings a change, it's a change. Come on, somebody. How many of you sitting here, you've been through this and you've been through that, but God brought the change. Come on, somebody. Aren't you glad that God brought the change? Aren't you glad today? Yes, God. I'm glad that God brought the change. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. This morning, I walked around that cemetery, and I looked over all the people that I grew up with, I remember I grew up with him, I grew up with her, I used to play ball with him, but look what God has done. Come on, somebody. Yeah, look what God has done. You're looking at a wine bill, you're looking at a drug addict, you're looking at what used to be all laying out behind on Eagle Street. You're looking at something that God, you're looking at a project that God has done. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. My daughter's here today. My daughter, Shamika, who I introduced, God used her to make me grow up. He used her to make me grow up. Every time I go pick her up, and she was a little thing, and she said, Daddy, I love you. And Lord, have mercy. Just God, the Lord says, okay, when are you going to straighten up and take care of that? So on Father's Day, I'm here to tell you, it takes something to be a father. Anybody can be a sperm donor. Come on, somebody. It takes something to be a father. Yeah, it does. It takes time. It takes all kinds of stuff. Prayer. Y'all don't know how we spend at night praying for them hard-headed young men that God sent us. Lord Jesus. Come on, somebody. Now we got the grandchildren to pray for. My God. Hallelujah. And y'all see that little Marine? Where he go? Where Jaden? Where that little Marine at? Oh, Lord. He's just a carbon copy of his dad. But let's get back to this. 2 Samuel 6, beginning with verse 12. Listen to this. Listen to what it says. And it took some studying to get this through. Paul always asked me to do something. It makes me study. And I love to study the word. I love to study the word. Look at what it says. And it was told that King David, saying, "The Lord has blessed the house of Obedom, and all that pertaineth unto him, because the ark of God. So David went and bought up the ark of God from the house of Obedom, in the city of David with gladness. Oh, God, have mercy. How would y'all like to have the ark in your house today? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Look at this. Look at what it says. It was so that when they that bear the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. But listen, this is where I want to go. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. Good God. And David was girded with linen ephod. Ephod means it was like shorts that we wear today, those BVDs that fit so tight. You know how it is. You go to Walmart and you need a 40 and you got a 38. Come on, somebody. Yes, Lord. Yes, sir. Y'all know how that feels. Come on, somebody. I had to throw that in there. But David danced before the Lord with all his might. David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. Yeah. Hallelujah. You hear that trumpet blow this morning? When Paul said that to my sister back there, I knew where God wanted me to go. I said, oh, God. But look at this thing. And the ark of the Lord came to the city of David. Michael, Saul's daughter, looked through the window and saw David leaping and dancing before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart. So how many of you sitting here today? You see people, you see the Spirit of the Lord move on somebody. Just like we had here today. How many of you sit here in judgment? Come on, somebody. Oh, he pushed her down. This went on, that went on. It's the power of God. Get with it. It's a new thing. God's doing a new thing. Get with it. Come on, somebody. Come on. God is doing a new thing in the earth. It's not about being a Baptist. It's not about being a Methodist. It's about the Spirit of the Lord. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Samuel. Perhaps Samuel. I perceived in my mind that Samuel thought about all the things. And I meant to tell you that David died at 71 years old. 71 years old, he died. And perhaps I've perceived in my mind that Samuel looked over the good and the bad and the ugly of his father's life. How many of you sitting here today? How many of y'all, your fathers are deceased like mine? Hallelujah. How many of you sitting here today, if God would give you a chance to dance with your father again? Come on, somebody. Huh? How many of you sitting here today? I would give anything if God would grant me the opportunity to dance with my father again. My father was a 6'4", 260-pound man. And he would come home and pick me up. I was playing football then, big boy. Pick me up in the air, swirl me around and say, one of these days, God's going to do something good with you. And I didn't understand that. I didn't understand. He said, the reason why you're so hard-headed. Huh? How many of you sitting here today, you got them hard-headed children? Got them hard-headed grandchildren? Come on, somebody. Keep praying for them. Keep praying. Just keep praying. But how many of you sitting here today, if God would give you the opportunity that you love to dance with your father again? I would. I'd love to dance with my dad again. Because I go out there now, and sometimes I just sit there. And I know I can't talk to him, but I can talk to him through the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. And I say to God, I say to my Father, I say, Dad, forgive me for the hardships I put you through. Forgive me for the times that you try to lead me right and I wouldn't listen. Forgive me, Father, Dad, for the times that you try to tell me about this and try to lead me here, but I was too hard-headed to listen. How many of you sitting here today, if God would grant you the opportunity to dance with your fathers again, how many of you would take that opportunity? Oh, I don't want to tell you that this Father's Day, we got a Father that's sitting in heaven. That's looking, somebody says he's sitting high and he's looking low. And God is moving in his grace and mercy. God is moving with power and demonstration. So we got to get ready for the move of our Father. Come on, somebody. How many of y'all ready for the Holy Spirit, the move of the Holy Ghost? Huh? God is tired of stupidity in his church. God is tired of tradition tearing down the walls of his church. God is about doing a new thing. God is the same God yesterday, but God can change his mind at any time. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So don't expect God to do it the way you want him to do it. Don't expect him to do it the way you thought that you. Don't expect him to do it the way you were taught to do it. Hallelujah. I came up an old Baptist boy. We thought it was crazy to see people speaking in tongues and flowing in the spirit. We thought they were weird. Some of my grandparents used to call them witches and warlocks. Come on, somebody. My granddaddy, my aunt and them would come down from New York, Pentecostal wholeness, walk in the church, praying in the spirit, tearing down strongholds. They say, here come them fools. But didn't know they were denying the power of the living God. Let me tell you something. God loves you. God wants to do something with you, but God wants you to change your situation. He wants to change the situation that you're in, but sometimes we get comfortable. How many of y'all, we get so comfortable sometimes. God's saying to you every day, do something new. I'm going to do something new with you. I'm not going to bless you the way I blessed you yesterday. I got a new thing. And how many know that obedience is better than sacrifice? Come on, somebody. God is asking us to be obedient. That's all. That's how we want to be blessed. Be obedient to God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This Father's Day, we want you to take the time to come to God. Come to him just like you are. Come to him, church. I've seen the Lord move here greatly today. Greatly. Power God, move here. I've seen God tear down stuff that only God can do. Come on, somebody. It was because somebody is praying in this church. Somebody is standing before their face in this church. Come on, somebody. Because God is doing a new thing in this church. God is moving in this church. Hallelujah. The first time I came to this church, the old church, I told Pastor Paul, I said, you can't beat true love and anointing. Hallelujah. Some people might fake it to make it, but you can't do it. God will tell on you. You can grab somebody and hug them if you want to and say you love them. And if they're not really your brother, you're lying to yourself. And the Holy Spirit knows better. Come on, somebody. Yeah, he'll find you out. He will. He'll put you in a situation where he'll find you out. Come on, somebody. Yeah, you can say, oh, brother, I love you. Oh, sister, I love you. But deep down in your heart, there's a little niche. God's been trying to get you to kick it for a long time, but you won't do it. Come on, somebody. He wants to move you to another level, but you want to stay in elementary. Come on, somebody. Yes, Lord. And you can't be that way. You got to get out there. You got to get in that flow. You got to get with the flow because God is moving in a special way. Y'all believe that today? Y'all believe God's moving in a special way? Come on, somebody. How many of y'all believe that today? How many of y'all know that God is moving in a special way? So you here today, God wants you to come to him just like you are. Maybe we should have reversed the service. Should have preached first and let that outpouring go. But you know God has his way. Hallelujah. But if you're here today, and we've seen the outpouring of God, y'all saw it. I was blessed to see my daughters come to God today. I was blessed to see my sister come today. But God wants to do more. He wants to do more and more and more and more. How many of y'all know that? Huh? God's not through with you. Because the Spirit lays you out on the floor, that don't mean God's through with you. Huh? That's just a beginning. That's just a start. Come on, get with it. Get with the flow. Because I don't know about you. I want to hear God say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. No matter what I've done. I might not have been the best father. I might not have been the best grandfather. But the one thing I know, I love Jesus. I know I'm saved. I'm Holy Ghost filled. I'm on my way home. Hallelujah. That don't mean I don't have mistakes. That don't mean I don't make mistakes. That don't mean I don't have faults. Come on, somebody. God loves you. He sent Jesus to be all that you need to be. So we're here today. And you need something special from God. God's already poured out. How many of y'all need something really, really special? I know God moved here. Huh? But I seen God want to move on some others' hearts too. But I seen intimidation of the enemy. Some of you sit here this morning, the Spirit was pouring out. Just sit there. Pride wouldn't let you go. Pride stumbled your way. You let pride keep you from having a good day in the Lord. You let somebody who's sitting next to you, I don't want to see them let me go to the Lord. You missed it right there. But I don't know about you. There's no shame in my game. Huh? There's no shame in my game. The enemy had me out there too long. Come on, somebody. In about 10 days, this cute, handsome thing will be 62 years old. Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. And just think, Brenda Ray's had this thing for 25 years. You tell me she ain't blessed. Come on, somebody. Huh? Yes, Lord. Yes, sir. God has blessed her. Come on, somebody. Yeah. I mean, who could give her two good-looking sons? Like, look at that. Yes, Lord. That took some doing. Because the first time I met her, she said, look here, I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. What you going to do? So the first time I took her out, y'all know where I took her to? To revival. Revival. I walked in the house with that Bible stuck under my arm. Her grandmother said, Where you going with my daughter, boy? I said, ma'am, I'm taking her to the revival, citywide revival. She said, oh, take her home. I knew I was in the house. Hallelujah. Couldn't miss. But seriously, if you're here today, Brother Paul, come here. The Lord told me to do this. Hallelujah. If you're here today and you desire prayer, come to the Lord.